Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Look, there's sometimes when your friend or boyfriend, girlfriend will do something that doesn't sit right with you. You have to make a decision here, man. Do I just let this go? Can I even, like, forgive this, or should I just forget it? And this is where Olivia finds herself right now with her best friend who stole her future child's name.
Oh, no.
Wow. Or shame.
That's a huge foul.
Huge girl code foul.
Well, maybe we don't even have to talk to her. Without even hearing the details.
Forget her.
Let her go.
Screw your friend. Never speak to that hussy again.
Hey, Olivia, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, so this is a best friend you're thinking about cutting off?
Yeah, my best friend who you think would not do anything like this to you. So basically, my best friend and I have been friends since middle school, which is a really long time. That's a really long friendship, especially into adulthood. So for the last 15 years or so, we've been talking about our future, what we want to do, things like that. And she has known since we were young that I've always wanted to name my future children, or like ideas I had for my future children. And she knew that if I wanted to have a girl, that I was very set on naming her Harper Tate. I just really love the name Harper. I don't know. I just fell in love with it when I was younger. So I love the name Harper. And then Tate is a family name. So I love the two together, Harper Tate. And she has known this for all of these years. Well, she got married before I did. And she just had her first baby. And it was a girl. And she named her baby Harper Kate with a K, which is one letter off.
That's more than one name. That's two names. She stole two names from you. Double homicide.
She stole both names. And so I was really mad because I said, that is the name that I've been wanting to name my future girl. And you named it one letter off and you thought that that was okay. So, of course, now I can't name my own daughter that whenever that time comes. And she's basically saying that I don't have a right to be upset. I'm blowing this out of proportion. I'm making a huge deal. And she's like, you can't claim a kid's name that you haven't had already. But I have told her that this is what I want to name my future girl. You've known this. It's not like you didn't know this. And you go ahead and do that? Like, that is so messed up. And she said that she liked the name, too, and she had every right to use it. So I'm trying to figure out, like, am I in the wrong? Like, do I let it go? I feel like I shouldn't let this go because she has known this for 15 years. And you go and you do something like that, I'm so mad.
So you essentially called dibs on a name 15 years ago. And she knew this, named her kid the one name or two names 15 years ago that you put on the table. All right, ladies, Mo and I can leave the studio now while you guys get heated.
Take it.
There's nothing you can do. She did what she did. My advice to you would be to distance yourself from the friendship and name your daughter that anyway.
Yep.
Because I'm sitting here, when I named my son Max, I sat here and I said, Well, Kaylee, our audio producer, has a beautiful daughter named Max. Then they're different, Maxwell versus Maximilian. But I was like, am I copying him? Like, should I not do that? Because we already have a Max within the Burt Show family. Now, I'm a little weird, a lot weird. So I'll put that out there. But the fact is, I'm thinking about a coworker, my best friend.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No way. You know that name is sacred. And I was going to say that maybe she forgot because it was 15 years ago. But both names, that's a little sus. So at this point, I think you look at it. It is what it is. And you can either continue the friendships, but if I were you, I'd back away.
1-855-BIRCHELL. I didn't even need to give the phone number out because people are heated. What do you think, Abby?
For me, I would distance myself from my friend because this is such a low blow, especially after 15 years of friendship where this kind of conversation, I know guys can't typically relate to this, but like it comes up pretty frequently. Like if your dream is to be a mother and you have a name that you're set on, this is something that you're bringing up pretty frequently. So the fact that it wasn't just like a name like Sarah, that it's not a huge deal because it's already kind of common. The fact that she stole both names is just so below the belt that I don't know if I would be able to get over it.
So I would continue the friendship, but I would establish boundaries within said friendship. And then Olivia, when you get pregnant, if it's a girl, still name her Harper Tate. And when you make the Facebook announcement, make sure you say, when I was in middle school, I came up with this name for X, Y reasons. And I am so excited that today I get to make that become a reality with my sweet Harper Tate. Because people, they're going to be like, and she too will probably be like, why are you doing this? But middle school, 15 years of friendship. If this is the first infraction she's had with you, I wouldn't throw away a lifelong friendship for that. You have every right to be mad. Don't get me wrong. Like your friends are going to piss you off. I've had a friend since, elementary school and middle school, and we've definitely pissed each other off over the years, even had a couple of years where we didn't speak, but got back together. So I would take a little time away. So, cause I understand you're heated as you should be, but I wouldn't throw the friendship away. But if there's another infraction of like this where she's showing how selfish she is, then you're going to have to start to reevaluate the friendship.
Good morning, Brooklyn. You are part of the Burt Show. What do you got for Olivia here, who's had a lifelong friend who stole her potential kid's name?
So this actually happened with me with my cousin, and she ended up getting 16 and pregnant. And I told her while she was pregnant, I was pregnant shortly after that, and I specifically told her, do not use the name Delilah, because when I have a little girl, like, if this is a little girl, that's what I'm going to name her. And she she did it anyways, and our whole family kind of just told me that I was overreacting and that it wasn't that big of a deal. And it took me a long time to get over it, but honestly, it's just a name, as much as it pains me to say, but it's not worth really, like, causing a whole argument over. Don't get me wrong, you're very valid to be upset about it, but it's not something to, like, pull over a long period of time or anything like that.
All right, thank you for calling. Now, Jess has a little bit of a different take on this. Hey, Jess, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning. Thank you. Yeah, I feel like snooze you lose. She had the baby first, so she could name her baby whatever she wants. Oh. And it's not like it's that unique of a name. So, yeah, I think I would just totally let it go.
Okay, well, you just took the air out of the room. So you feel like there's no such thing as calling dibs on a name.
No, whoever
has the baby.
She may never have a baby. She may only have a boy. Like, there's no telling. So I think calling dibs on a name is, yeah, nothing.
Thank you for calling, Jess. Nobody else appreciates it in here, but Mo and I do. I don't know how you could continue the relationship and feel good about it. I think I'm with Cassie here. I mean, I didn't understand how much of an infraction it was before we started this segment, but if it's that bad, you can't be around that kid without clearly having some tension with moms.
Now, I firmly believe you can get over it, sincerely. If this is, if you've known somebody since middle school and now you're 15 years strong into the friendship and this is like the first major infraction, we talk about giving people the benefit of the doubt. Like, you're not going to write somebody off for what may or may not be a mistake, whether intentional or accidental. This obviously seems like a very intentional one, but I would be mad for as long as you need to be mad. But I couldn't imagine not being in my best friend's kids' lives. Like, I wouldn't want to miss out on that. So I would continue the friendship. Now, if this is what she's done your entire life, then you need to look at your friendship and be like, why do I let people walk all over me? I need to grow a spine. Or if this is the first one and now she starts doing that again, maybe she's evolved and changed and you guys just aren't meant to remain friends anymore.
So just as I think we're getting out of this segment, more calls come in that are shocking. This has happened to a Burt Show listener twice.
What?
Ooh, hey, Rosa, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I had a family member on my husband's side and a family member on my side. For both my kids, somebody took one of the names that I wanted.
So had you verbalized these names and then they just went right behind, like, or not even behind your back, right in front of your face and just took them?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Must have been a nice name. What was the name?
I wanted Gracie Sophia.
Aww.
So the family member that took it, it was like a couple months later she gave birth and we went to go visit her. And she was like, oh, yeah, my daughter's name is Frida Sophia. And I was like, oh, she took my name.
If you really want to anger a woman, give them like 9 middle names and take all of them. Every attractive and take every single one of them. All right, Olivia, so there you have it. I will tell you this, that Jess was the only one calling up saying, hey, man, first come, first serve. Everybody else is like, absolutely not, okay?
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You hear somebody else laugh, and you can't help but laugh because they're laughing so hard. It's never better than when it's a kid, right? So I saw this audio going around this morning, and it's a kid that's in Ukraine right now, and he is in the shop of his parents, and some adult walks into the scene and trips and sets the kid off on this laugh that is uncontrollable. Is there anything better than that?
No.
And you can't stop, right?
No, there's nothing better than a child's laughter.
We need it. Do it again. Is there anything better than a kid watching an adult get hurt?
Yeah.
That's a genuine laugh.
It's the greatest thing ever. All right, Amber, you got yourself into a stupid argument?
Yeah, I did. I get into a lot of arguments about stupid things. I don't know why. But I got into this really idiotic debate with a few friends of mine. And we got into this crazy thing. We're discussing the difference between a Slurpee, a slushy, and an icy. And when I tell you things got heated over this frosty beverage, yeah. I don't.
Well, let's have this debate. Yeah. Okay, again, the three contenders here:
Slurpee, slushy, and an icy.
Are they not all the same thing?
Apparently, they're not. I thought they were, and that was why everybody was so pissed off at me. But I think icy's is more of like shaved ice, kind of in a way, where a Slurpee is kind of more like a, I don't know, like a fruity milkshake. I don't know. It was a crazy 20-minute debate, and I still think they're full of crap.
I mean, Slurpees are 7-Eleven based, right?
Yeah, so okay. Like a Slurpee is just a slushy that you get from 7-Eleven, right. Isn't that?
I said that!
Yeah.
That's just 7-Eleven's name for a slushy.
Uh-huh.
Slurpee.
Now, in our defense, alcohol was involved.
Obviously.
Which made this a more serious debate, but I was wondering if you guys have ever had any other stupid debates.
Oh, yeah.
Of your own.
Oh. Have you listened
every
to the show? That's what the show is based on.
Every day.
I think the most heated one I ever got in and still remember to this day is there was a bunch of guys staying in the same house during Kristen's wedding. There was like five or six of us all staying in the same Airbnb, and we all started drinking. And one of the guys, for whatever reason, decided out of nowhere to go, you know what? If I wanted to, I could kick all of your asses right now, and there's nothing you guys could do about it.
Man.
And we're like, so for 30 minutes, we are all basically strategizing what we would do, how, and there would be no chance for this guy to be like, I'm like, there's no chance, dude, because I'm going for your legs. So right now you've lost all the power in your hips. And then this dude over here is definitely going to attack you from the front. This guy's going to, and we argued about it for 20 minutes and it's still on my mind.
So I've heard this story before, but I never realized that they said that they could take all of you all at the same time.
He said he could take the three others that were staying there at the same time.
Nah.
Yeah, you're going to challenge my pride like that, Playboy. I've seen some real fights start from arguments like that.
It got heated, man. I thought it was going to.
So I've got a couple of other examples for you guys that you can argue about here, and this one is like the biggest one to me. Sock, shoe, or sock, shoe, shoe. How do you put on your socks and shoes when you get dressed?
I am a sock, shoe, shoe.
Same.
Sock, shoe, shoe.
Same.
All day.
What's the alternative?
You can do sock, shoe.
Oh, no, you can't. You're a serial killer if you do that.
Yeah, no, facts.
One foot at a time.
Yeah, that's weird. Do you do that?
Sock, shoe, shoe.
Okay.
Sock, shoe, shoe.
No, we're all normal for once.
Yep.
I got one more for you. Do you wet your toothbrush before or after you put on the toothpaste?
Before. Because if you wet it after, you risk the chance of losing the toothpaste.
I hit both. I ain't gonna hold you.
I do both. Yeah, never thought about it, but I do both.
Yeah. You do it before you put the toothpaste on. Then you brush your teeth, and then you put water on it after that.
Wait, I thought you meant you put water on it, like, before you even brush your teeth. Like, you do toothpaste, water, teeth.
Well, the question is, you put the water on before the toothpaste or after the toothpaste?
Before you actually brush your teeth.
Before,
I do both.
So if I'm in the bathroom, I'm sitting there, I'm washing my teeth, I turn the water on, I wet my toothbrush, then I turn the water off, then I put the toothpaste on, and then I go scrub. I don't water it, put toothpaste on, water it again, and then put it in my mouth.
Oh, I do that.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that weird?
What's the second water for?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know.
The Burt Show.
Mom, I'm calling you and I out for being a little bit pathetic.
What we do?
You and I are so pathetic that, on average, I'm guessing, takes 30 seconds to pee. 30 seconds, maybe, average,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Are we so thirsty for content that we can't even pee without looking at our phones at the same time? We were just doing that in the bathroom.
Wait. You hold your ding-a-ling in one hand and your phone in the other?
That's what I'm saying.
Every time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I do that too.
Me too.
I was in the car with my wife Renee yesterday. We were traveling from North Carolina back to Georgia.
Peeing in the car is not a good idea, bro.
No. We stopped at a rest area. And she goes, oh, did you see the pictures my cousin posted? I'm like, yeah, I loved all of them while I was at the stall. It was like eight pictures I hearted.
We're so afraid to be with our thoughts, I'll just speak for myself, or alone with downtime, that we can't even go 30 seconds while we're relieving ourselves, 30 seconds without having a phone in one hand.
I want to walk through this, seriously, because at any point...
Go show her.
At, you know, is at any point in time, the penis hand never touches the phone hand or the phone, correct?
No.
No.
Okay. No, we're talented.
Okay. Because it's... I mean, I use the phone when I'm in the bathroom, but not for number one, only for number two.
Yeah, I'm assuming most guys have almost had... a near catastrophic event happened also where the phone starts to, it drops out of your hand and it's heading for the urinal and you do whatever you can to body check that thing before it falls into the
urinal.
Slap
it midair.
Slap
it midair.
Yeah. I've pressed my chest up.
Yeah.
So you and Mo, you're at the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
You're both standing there.
So we're next to each other, but there's a divider
between
the two of us.
Yes.
So
that's important. We're not touching shoulders.
Well, my shoulder would be hitting your hip. But. So as I walk into the bathroom, I could see Mo, who selfishly takes the shorter urinal every time.
It's a thing.
It pisses me off.
Yeah. The moment I've realized that they're bothering him, I just keep doing it.
That's funny. So why would you want the shorter one?
Yeah, I don't. It's just funny.
Do you do the thing, though, where you like body your phone where like if somebody does come next to you that you're trying to like hide your phone but still look at it?
Wouldn't you rather hide, I don't know, your penis and not the phone?
I'm not embarrassed of my penis. I'm embarrassed what's on that phone.
Exactly.
I can't believe you guys just stand there with your in your hand and then your phone in the other.
Now, what Tommy is describing doesn't really, like, I wouldn't do it at a football game when we're in that trophy thing. I would never do it there. But because there is a divider between the two of us, Tommy is saying, no need to hide my phone because he can't see it anyway.
Mine is FOMO related. I'm afraid I'm going to miss something. See, I feel like I didn't go to the bathroom enough because I missed that Aurora Borealis crap. I had no idea that was happening. I should have peed more.
What does one have to do with the other?
Because I would have looked at my phone and I would have saw, hey, tonight, look up in the sky.
That's why I do it, because I feel like I'm always missing out on emails or content. So to me, there's nothing else to do when you're using the bathroom. Like, that's the perfect time to check your emails or to check things and see what's going on.
Do you ever make eye contact with the man next to you?
No, that's a rule.
And
you don't do that.
And don't have the volume up on your phone, because otherwise, if a video starts playing, I'm like, ooh, and I try.
It's not easy to stop that stream. It's not easy. That hurts all the way around.
I have a strong prostate to do that.
So I got this DM I want to run by you guys here, okay? Because she kind of feels like she's being gaslit by her boyfriend. She says, I just found out that my boyfriend subscribes to a few OnlyFans accounts. And here is a kid warning. We're going to talk about some adult material here.
Oh, with OnlyFans? Shocker.
Yeah, right? she says, we've been dating each other for about 8 months, if that matters. He's been open with me about going to adult websites. I'm changing the word. Going to adult websites. He says he looks at it like once or twice a week. She says, which I don't even care about at all, actually. But, she writes, OF, OnlyFans, this def feels next level and like cheating, right? He says it's just interactive porn.
It's like the metaverse of porn.
Interactive porn. I say absolutely not. The interaction makes it cheating if they are chatting and he's telling her what to do. I feel like he's totally gaslighting me. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy.
1-855-BIRCHES.
She's not crazy at all.
She's not crazy.
That is 1,000% cheating. Mm-hmm. I don't even see how you can try to justify it not being cheating.
Well, it's like, what's the difference? If you were interacting with any other woman via text messages, if you were sexting or exchanging any kind of spicy messages, in any other context, we would consider that infidelity. So it doesn't make a difference just because you're paying her bills, whoever this girl is.
So I'm just going to play defense attorney here just for the sake of debate, because I think we're all on the same page that it's cheating. So I'm a defense attorney and I'm getting paid to stick up for this guy. Look, he's never going to meet her. They are never going to do anything except he's going to tell her what to do. And she is going to do what she's going to do on a screen somewhere. And they're never going to meet each other. They're not texting each other or anything, meeting up on a website. So how is it that different than just going online and watching a video of two people doing it?
Yes. If you're communicating with said person in the video, that is very different.
Like, I don't see how he's even able to justify that this shouldn't be counted as infidelity. You are communicating with another person in an adult manner, and if you are having interactions with that person, that is infidelity. I don't care if they are a professional. Like, you know, how we talk about the, you know, you have a hall pass or whatever, or the gimme, and it's like a celebrity because, you know, you're never going to, like, run into them. But if you do run into them,
mm-hmm.
and it does happen, it still counts as infidelity.
Yeah, the interaction changes everything for me. You can almost debate that in just watching it is similar to just watching a movie. But it's not the same the moment that you can interact with the people in that movie. It changes everything because then the possibilities are endless at that point because you say they'll never meet. How you know that? How do you know that won't lead to this, that won't lead to that? The interaction is what, for me, would be off the table at all costs.
So let's say it's just physical. Again, I'm playing defense attorney. I'm not sticking up for this person at all. I do think it's cheating.
Hope you're getting paid well because you're doing a very good job.
This is. I'm just trying to keep this thing going a little bit. Okay, so they're not talking about anything within their relationships. He is not revealing anything emotional. This is strictly a business transaction. This is what I want you to do. She does it from afar, online. She gets paid. Business deal over.
To me, I feel like in a relationship, if you're using an adult website, to me, that already kind of walks the fine line of cheating because I've just personally never understood why, if you have a real person to do those things with, why you would choose the internet over them.
She says it doesn't bother her, though. She knows about those sites and she's fine. Doesn't need to make sense to anybody else.
But this is my opinion. I'm giving my opinion about how I feel about adult websites and relationships. So for me, the reason why I think, even if you're interacting, to me, it just adds another layer of this feels like it's not just something you're doing to get your rocks off. It feels like a relationship. You're starting a conversation that, okay, sure, it's a shallow relationship. Sure, it's not a friendship, but there's still interaction there, which is by definition the start of some kind of relationship.
I will say this, though, in thinking about it, if you're okay with your significant other going to a strip club, then this probably is not much different.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about those.
You're a better defense attorney than I am. Okay.
Right? Like it's.
And that's in person. Yeah. So it would seem to me to be way more dangerous than an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a dance, not a conversation. You can converse.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. What are you doing at the strip club? Because I don't know if in some people's friend circles, they just go to strip clubs because they got good lemon pepper wings. Like, it's just like a good environment to be around.
Hey, don't sleep on lemon pepper at Magic City.
Fire.
Like, if you're just going to sit and being in the environment and watch people dance, that's one thing. But if you're consistently getting like lap dances, or if you're getting a little touchy-feely because you slipped them an extra 100. You know, that to me ups the ante and then starts that relationship.
Abby, should our next restaurant review for Two Girls One Review be Magic City?
You will not be disappointed, I am telling you.
Absolutely.
Are people going to look at us a little sideways when we two walk in?
For a second. Yeah. They'll warm up to it.
They'll be like, got money? Okay, come on in.
And I'll tell you, that restaurant at Cheetah has a hell of a reputation also, man. It's supposed to be like high level, man.
I might make a special Two Girls, One Review appearance. If you
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There are some situations that we debated where you're not exactly sure if you're supposed to leave a tip or not, right? Like if you're at Starbucks and they just give you coffee, are you supposed to leave a tip in a case like that?
Yeah.
You are. All right, just going back there, pouring up my cup of with Joe and then giving it to me. You're saying no.
I don't go to Starbucks often, but I haven't left a tip when I did. I didn't know I should.
Is it bad if I don't? I'm afraid to admit to it.
Just did.
No, I mean, when they turn the screen around and it has the percentages, I always, you know, just because it's like, yeah. In all sincerity, order a cappuccino somewhere. It's like $1.25 tip or something like that. And I'm like, oh, it's fine.
Kristen and I have a friend that when they turn that screen around, just draws a penis. And
I know who you're talking about.
And the people think that he tipped, but he didn't. He just drew a penis. Not where I'm going with this, though.
Okay.
So tell me if this is appropriate or not, because this is not a situation that I've ever heard of before.
I went shopping for my wedding dress like a week and a half ago, and I ended up finding my dress at the first store that I went to. When I went to go pay, they flipped their little iPad around, and it asked for a tip. Huh? I did not expect to have to, like, tip buying a wedding dress. So I'm just kind of like standing there trying to do math in my head because the dress is already expensive, right? And then like a 10% on like a $1,500, $2,000 dress is like another $200.
So do women tip on wedding dresses?
So I found this out when I went wedding dress shopping with my friend and I was flabbergasted because we just went to like a normal wedding dress shop. It wasn't like something crazy high end like Kleinfeld. And she got her dress and I think it was like a $600 dress or something. And she came back with the receipt after buying it. She goes, "You guys, there was a 30% service charge."
Oh.
So you're paying not only $600 for this dress that you think you're getting a great deal on, because it wasn't consignment, but it was like a sample sale. And she was like, "I just paid nearly 50% just to buy my dress."
Let me get phone number out real quick. If you're in this industry, is this becoming standard? 1-855-BIRCHA?
Now, I mean, my husband and I have been together forever, but I just got married like 6 years ago. And that was not the case that I recall, or I'm sure I wouldn't have missed that service charge on my receipt. But now that's getting to the point, like, company, pay your employees. Like, they're supposed to get commission off the dresses from the company. Like, that's asinine to me.
Is that how wedding dresses work? Like, when you're in there and they're helping you, they get a commission if you purchase the dress?
I
think it depends on the store and how the store operates, but tipping's out of control. I just saw a story come out of the grocery checkout. Not like an Instacart, not delivery, just regular checkout, and they flip the screen for a tip based on the grocery bill.
All you gotta do is draw a penis.
What? Yep. I'm with Kristen. Like, pay your employees.
Yes.
Or roll the costs into the cost of the product, because I think it's unfair to ask for a tip. I'll pay a higher cost if you need that to fund your employees.
But let me draw two things together here, because this sort of doesn't make any sense to me. If you're going to Starbucks and all they're doing is turning around.
Well, I don't go there. I go to Dunkin', but whatever.
Whatever you want to go. and they are turning around and they're filling your cup up with coffee and you're still giving them a tip. Now you walk into a place that's selling wedding dresses and there she is to help you out. She is listening to the style that you want. She's bringing you all sorts of dresses and stuff like that. And she's there while you're coming in and coming out of the dressing room. Let's say you do purchase there. It makes sense to me, at least from the outside looking in, that you would tip on something like that.
Well, I get what you're saying as far as like the input versus output and the level of attention and detail and care. But one's going to be a dollar and another's going to be like maybe a couple $100s. And again, like I don't want to come down on the employees. I want to come down on these companies and these corporations. Like, it should not be the consumer's responsibility. It should be your responsibility to pay your employees what they deserve to be paid.
What do you think this is, Europe?
It would be nice. Parlay, boo.
Well, this is real life, and this is America, okay? Hey, Janet, you own a bridal shop.
Yes, I do, in Charleston, South Carolina.
All right, what's the name of it?
A Gown Boutique of Charleston.
All right, you better not say something stupid now.
I'm really putting myself out there.
All right, so what is the standard now for wedding? Are you supposed to tip?
Well, you know what? It's definitely been something that we've seen come up in the last, like, maybe 2 years. And honestly, at my store, we were having people wanting to tip my stylist, but didn't have cash with them. So what we've done is we've just added it to like our, you know, our checkout, like Clover or whatever you use, like Square. And we have options of like other, or we have $50, $100, $200. And honestly, my thought was, our girls spend 2 hours with these guys mm-hmm. and give them the most amazing service. And if I'm being asked to tip at my ice cream store where they're paid to scoop ice cream, I definitely think a 2 hour like private experience where they are getting treated like a queen for a day is worth it.
That does make some sense to me, but let's go ahead and let's argue Kristen's point that you should be paying your employees more right now rather than relying on the tips.
They get paid and they get paid commission. She was right. I think it's more like this is just like an extra. They don't count on it for their pay, but it's just like a thank you for, you know, they're going to stores where they're not even getting help putting in the dresses. And so it's just a thank you. We don't expect it at all. Like it's just there and there's like bypass it. We make it really like, hey, don't worry. Just pass that. No worries. So we're not like expecting it, but it's just a nice thank you if someone wants to.
All right. To me, that makes sense. If you just want to throw a little thank you their way.
Like if you had the most incredible experience ever.
Yeah. Why don't you say yes to the dress?
For me, I think it's like having the tipping screen puts a pressure on you that you're supposed to. Whereas if I'm in a situation like that, I'll be like, what's your Venmo? And I'll Venmo you a tip. It feels for me, and I can't argue, she's the business owner. You do what you want. And it's a great idea. She's looking after her staff, but for me, it's more like buying a $600 to $1,000, whatever, $2,000 wedding dress. I expect that service to be included in the product. That is part of me going to you, and instead of ordering it for cheaper online somewhere where it'll just be shipped direct.
I see.
And then you're paying the seamstress, and you might be tipping on the tailoring on top of that. Whereas when I look at something like a food delivery service or coffee, I'm like, I could do this myself. I'm too lazy. I'm going to tip you because you are working a grueling job where people probably yell at you and you're probably making minimum wage or less if you're in the restaurant industry. So you know what? Let me try and make your day a little bit better.
You just hit the nail on the head.
Hey, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
So I personally have not been in this situation, but my mom owned her own bridal shop for many, 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 many years. She made wedding dresses. She sold pre-made dresses. Did alterations, and I can personally say at 35 years old, I have never seen anybody tip for a wedding dress service. Now, the other thing too, that there's two things. Number one, credit card machines nowadays come standard with the tip option on them, and you cannot take it off. There is no way to get rid of that option. So a lot of these places that you go, you're like, why am I having to tip? It's not necessarily you're having to tip. It's just they can't take that option off their credit card machine.
I see. Okay. I gotcha. All right. I appreciate you calling.
Now,
what a great call.
If you do want to tip, just a heads up to all the listeners, don't tip on your credit card. I don't care whether you're at a restaurant, whether you are getting service somewhere else. Do not tip on your credit card because that server, the person who's giving you services, they ultimately get taxed on that.
Gotcha.
Whereas cash, Venmo, Cash App, they're not going to get taxed on that.
Thank you, Nicole. Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. In this email, to give back the engagement ring or not to give back the engagement ring, they had a plan, but one of their moms, Baba, not happy with the arrangement. Abby's got the email.
So my ex-fiance and I called it quits last week due to some not so great stuff. He cheated.
Yeah, that's not great.
Now that we have broken up, there's this whole thing with the engagement ring. First, I should give you a bit of history. He and I have been together for 4 years. He moved in with me very early on in our relationship. While living with me, I've pretty much paid for everything. He paid me no rent or anything. I paid for all the utilities. I buy the groceries that we both eat. I'm usually the one to cook all the groceries too. The only things he has paid for over the years were his own car, phone, etc. While fighting about his cheating and the breakup, I told him I planned to keep the ring as a sort of reimbursement for all the financial support I'd been providing over our 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to now, and his mom is blowing up my phone, insisting I give the ring back. The ring he proposed with was a family ring that he tweaked for the proposal. She's saying the ring is only for women who become part of their family and does not belong to me. Now, I'm not sure if there's some legal or moral obligation to return the ring. However, I would really like to use it as reimbursement. What do you guys think? Do I have to give it back or can I keep it?
All right, this is my idea. Maybe it is an heirloom that was tweaked, or maybe mom's could be lying. Because, you know, sometimes people don't tell the truth to get what they want. So regardless, if you have the time over the weekend, tally up the expenses. So go through and figure out how much rent he would have paid, right? Try to figure out like some utilities. Try to come up with like a little bit of the groceries or whatever. Don't go crazy with it, but just like the bare necessities of you all living together and come up with the total and be like, I totally get it that this is a family heirloom and you want to keep this in the family and I want to respect that. You can have it for this dollar amount. Oh,
wow. I was going to say the exact same thing because it's not about the ring. She doesn't care if she gets to keep the ring. All she wants is the financial reimbursement. So I think you hold that ring hostage until homeboy wires you some cash.
Especially because he's the one that screwed around.
He cheated.
All right, he cheated. Relationship is over. And I think legally, that's a gift, right?
It is.
Legally, that's a gift. You can't do anything about that.
You can go after her, but yeah, once he proposed and he gave it to her, then there's no getting him.
And the fact that she's been the one paying for him all these years, I think she should keep it.
I would tally up that stuff because I like the ring. Obviously, is tainted. I mean, you're going to sell it anyway and get the money, and that's fine. But if mom is doing this to appease mom, so you keep your side of the street clean, oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you the heirloom back for X amount.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.